Chapter 8 The Marionette, as soon as his hunger was appeased, started to grumble and cry that he wanted a new pair of feet. But Master Geppetto, in order to punish him for his mischief, let him alone the whole morning. After dinner he said to him,
"Why should I make your feet over again? To see you run away from home once more?"
"I promise you," answered the Marionette, sobbing, "that from now on I'll be good."
"Boys always promise that when they want something," said Geppetto.
"I promise to go to school every day, to study and to succeed."
"Boys always sing that song when they want their own will."
"But I am not like other boys. I am better than all of them, and I always tell the truth. I promise you, Father, that I'll learn a trade, and I'll be the comfort and staff of your old age."
Geppetto, though trying to look very stern, felt his eyes fill with tears and his heart soften when he saw Pinocchio so unhappy. He said no more, but taking his tools and two pieces of wood, he set to work diligently. In less than an hour the feet were finished, two slender, nimble little feet, strong and quick, modeled as if by an artist's hands.
"Close your eyes and sleep," Geppetto then said to the Marionette.
Pinocchio closed his eyes and pretended to be asleep, while Geppetto stuck on the two feet with a bit of glue melted in an eggshell, doing his work so well that the joint could hardly be seen. As soon as the Marionette felt his new feet, he gave one leap from the table and started to skip and jump around, as if he had lost his head from very joy.
"To show you how grateful I am to you, Father, I'll go to school now. But to go to school, I need a suit of clothes."